It's been 3 years since I rebranded my channel from the Tech Corner to the Andre Segovia Show. I know a lot's changed, and for those of you that have stuck around long enough, it's been very different. But I do appreciate all of you that have been around. So I wanted to say thank you first before diving into this episode, where I feel it's a throwback to what basically got you following my channel. And that's a good old-fashioned comparison test. I decided, what better time than now to do a comparison test between the last great Note and the spiritual successor, the Note 20 Ultra versus the S22 Ultra.
This is the Andre Segovia Show.
I decided to do this one a little differently. Part of this is in the studio. The other part, we're going for a ride. The design of these devices is pretty much the same. The button placements, the ports, the S Pens, they're all in the same location. The bottom left, instead of being on the right where they should have been since before, we have one Note and one is the S22 Ultra. They're both Notes, so we're just gonna refer to them as Notes, okay? Where things really deviate would be basically the back of the design of these devices. Whereas you have one that is a matte glass finish, frosted glass finish, hides fingerprints better, and it is a thicker device, therefore hiding that camera modules that you have here on the back. This camera bump on the Note 20 is just so egregious that the case that I bought, I wanted it to be flush at the top, kind of like a visor, so it can basically eliminate to, or at least minimize the wobble that happens when I have it on top of a desk. Now, when it comes to which one looks better, some people don't like the S22's approach to the camera module. Yours truly doesn't mind because of its minimalism, and it's so minimal you might even miss that the fact that it does have the Samsung logo in both placements here. I really do appreciate what they did with the S22 Ultra, albeit it kind of reminds me more of the iPhone's design, and I think that's on purpose. I mean, Samsung's always been accused of trying to copy iPhone, so this is just another step further with their frosted glass approach, their minimalism, and even this weird oddity on the side of the device, which is this indention on the side rail that the Note 20 does not have, but this is like a plastic thing that's right here. I think this has to do with an accessory of some sort. I don't know. I haven't found an answer for it, but it's convenient that also the iPhone has it, whereas the Note 20 did not have such a cutout on the side aluminum rail. One thing I don't like about the design of the S22, and here you'll be able to see the girth of these devices, the advantage being that this thing being thicker and being able to hide the camera modules is a lot easier to type on versus the Note 20. What I don't like, however, is the placement of the SIM tray, which is right here, and the ejection tool goes right next to the microphone. And I almost destroyed the microphone the first time I took it out of the box, so be ye warned. Whereas the Note 20 did it right because they have it all the way at the top away from the microphone, which was a much better design. I don't know what Samsung was thinking there, but that is not a good design in my opinion. So as I was going to post on this episode, I had to shoot a different conclusion because there is a change that happened by an update that was pushed out by Samsung just recently that addresses the throttling issues that they had to admit they were doing on their devices. I think that might address a little bit of what I was perceiving as RAM management issues. Either the RAM was being aggressively managed or it was being mismanaged. I wasn't entirely sure about that. And after the big update that just came out a few days before going into post on before publishing, it did address that. So here's some screenshots of what it looks like now between the S22 Ultra and the Note 20 Ultra. Just for perspective, my S22 Ultra has the 512 gigabytes of onboard storage. That's the model that comes with 12 gigabytes of RAM. And so does the Note 20 Ultra. That one comes with 12 gigabytes of RAM. They're separated by 2 years of silicon. The Snapdragon 865 Plus on the Note 20, and in the case of this newer of the S22, it's the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. So while I have my concerns about the silicon on the S22 Ultra, the Note 20 Ultra has a tried and true processor that I trusted, so I never experienced any slowdowns or hiccups. But based on these screenshots that I showed you here, you'll notice that there was more RAM available after a restart and optimizing and closing apps
Like as soon as you get going versus the S22 Ultra, and that's including after the update. Before the update, there was a difference of about 2 to 3 gigabytes, and that's considering they both have 4 gigabytes of virtual RAM and some of that in reserve. Even with that, there was always way more available on the Note 20. Now the gap is a little closer, so maybe that update did address that.
All right, I'm at the San Ana Zoo, so I could test the cameras on this, the S22 Ultra, and comparing it to the Note 20 Ultra, see how, well, they hold up in real elements. Come on. So instead of me commenting on the cameras, I figured I'd let the pictures and the videos do the talking for themselves. So here's a slideshow of the cameras and the zoom functionality of the S22 Ultra that I'm filming on versus the Note 20. Alright, so I have to agree with the unlocker. Look, I'm not a camera buff or a camera spec head by any stretch of the imagination, but like the unlocker says, if you're gonna give me more cameras, I'm going to use them. Because even though the Note 20 has less cameras than the Ultra, it's still pretty capable. But in times of zooming in, I must say, the S22 Ultra has got a leg up. So this is how selfie cam looks. I know, I was taking some video shots with this thing in landscape, but I think it works better as a portrait. So that's what it's made for.
In conclusion, I do believe if you're looking to upgrade to either one of these two devices, you have 3 questions to ask yourself. 1, how important are the software upgrades to you? Because if they are, then the 4 years promise for the S22 Ultra lineup is a no-brainer. You gotta go for that one because the Note 20, I believe this is the last year that it'll be software supported for upgrades by Samsung. And honestly, they should extend the life on that one because it's a fully capable device. 2, SD card expansion. The S22 Ultra only comes in memory banks that you have to choose, whereas the Note 20 comes in 128 gigabytes of onboard storage and expandable up to 1 terabyte through the SD card slot. And 3rd, of course, the money. You can get the Note 20 for anywhere from like $900 to $1,000 brand new through resellers, or shell out way over $1,000 for the S22 Ultra. The choice is ultimately yours. So while the Note lineup is no more, there are still productivity powerhouses available for professionals, small business owners, and operators like yours truly to still depend upon to get things done. Thank you so much for tuning in to this 3rd anniversary of the Andres Segovia Show. If you enjoyed this comparison between the Note 20 Ultra and the S22 Ultra, by all means, drop a like down below, and if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you follow me across the socials, and if you're curious about the gear that I use or the coffee that I drink, links are available in the description down below. Thanks very much for tuning in, and as always, see you on the next one.